Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. We're supported by the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance and the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is by Sylvester Paulet. Sylvester, who died in 2007, taught writing at the University of Maine. He was also the editor of the Backwoods Broadsides Poetry Series, publishing 100 issues over 12 years. In his writing, he said that he was influenced by the nature poetry of Japanese and Chinese writers. The way that they could do so much with so few words fascinated me, and I suppose one consistent effort in my writing has been to try to learn to approach their clarity of image, but in ordinary local situations and language. Poem for St. Francis, for example, is my attempt to record and maybe to understand better something I saw happen at the bird feeder behind my house. Poem for St. Francis. At 10 below, thinking to help the birds survive, we increase the dole of seeds, look out to see a fat jay pinned by a hawk. In this cold, even death moves slowly. There is time for so much crying and flapping of wings, but the hawk holds and things calm down. The woods are silent, two movements only, the hawk's beak to the jay's breast, and the bits of fluff blown over snow crust. We have helped a hawk survive. That was Poem for St. Francis by Sylvester Paulet. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, Phil Steele, and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support provided by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry magazine, podcasts, and more at poetryfoundation.org. The program was produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.